You're listening to KLYT.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect for our Friday financial update. Of course, something we're able to do weekly with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com is where we often send you to the Insights tab for the blogs that you can peruse at no charge. And some of those blogs, including the topic we've really kind of hammered home over the month of February. But as we, sneak here into March, we're going to summarize what we talked about. And Brian, welcome back onto the broadcast. Looking forward to just continued education for our listeners.
Yeah, this is always my pleasure, Steve, and appreciate the feedback we get from listeners and the questions. So I always encourage listeners, if they have a personal circumstance or just a topic that they're that's on their minds, a question they have, we're always happy to address that, and we do appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, and I would say this to the listener, throughout the week, each week, if there was something we talked about that we could quickly address in the next update, feel free to email studio@klyt.fm with those financial questions, and we'll pass them along to Brian and get a good answer for you. So Brian, as we look back at what we've covered over the last month, what would you want to make sure people are taken away?
Yeah, so the theme of this month was debt, which, we could probably do 6 months on the topic of debt just because it's so important. There's a lot of details with various kinds of debt, and there's strong biblical principles around debt that we could really dive into. So it's been great to spend the month talking about it. But sort of the overarching theme that I wanted to make sure listeners take home is that the debt's a common challenge, and that when I provide financial planning for families, the biggest thing that I see again and again is that debt presumes on the future. When you take on a debt, you're making an assumption about the future, and you're really putting a burden on your future self. And so my biggest theme on debt is to be careful with it, because you don't know what opportunities might be presented to you in the future, what challenges might be presented in the future, where debt just creates an extra layer of complexity and maybe takes you away from those opportunities or makes those challenges even more difficult because you also have the burden of paying for something you bought yesterday, and your future self has to, handle that burden.
Yeah, and Brian, I love the kind of thinking of your future self. Don't be selfish. but not only thinking of your future self, but your family's future as well. Certainly that plays in.
Absolutely. And we see that a lot. For example, families who maybe take on a large mortgage when their kids are in elementary or middle school, that might restrict their ability to pay for college for that student. We've seen families who have a strong heart for missions and they want to consider going on missions, but missionaries can't have debt. They just don't have the income to support debt payments. So if you have car loans and a big mortgage and student loans, those debts restrict your ability to maybe answer a calling to go to missions or to do nonprofit work. So those are examples where the debt presumed on the future and restricted opportunities or, really held a family back from, pursuing what God might have called them to do. And it's so hard, Steve, because as we've discussed this month, the debts can be very easy to take on. A couple signatures and you've got a car loan or a mortgage, and now you've got this long-term commitment that could take years to pay off, if not decades. And so when you take debt, it's something we have to be thoughtful and prayerful about and really ask yourself, what may I have to miss out on in the future because I'm making this decision today?
Right, and let's speak then to those, we talked about it over February, but just a practical, let's apply some of, what we've talked about for those that, are listening and, it's real easy to say, just pay it off. Well, I'm buried, I'm drowning. Practical steps for that person who's really just feeling like there's no hope.
Yeah, and if you missed our full hour together on debt, we really hammered some of these principles, so definitely listening to that podcast would be a good idea. But a few of the principles we talked about is first, managing your level of debt, and we talked about three different principles around that. The first is to never let your credit cards get above 30% of the available balance so that it does not negatively impact your credit score. The second was never buy a car worth three. If you're going to finance a car, don't spend more than 3 months of your income. So if your salary is $5,000 a month and you're shopping for a vehicle, and you're going to need debt to purchase that vehicle, try to keep it to about a $15,000 vehicle. And then the third one we discussed, which is one of the biggies and a real challenge in today's housing market, is to try to keep your home purchase within 3 years of your annual income. So if you make $100,000 a year, you're looking for a $300,000 home. And again, as we emphasized strongly in that hour together, Steve, you can put more credit card debt on. You can spend a lot more on a car or a home. People will lend you that money. But again, now you're presuming on the future. You're putting a lot of burden on yourself, and you may not be able to save or give as much as you hope in the future because you're restricting yourself with those higher levels of debt.
And, you know, we say, you know, 3 months worth of income to, you know, determine how expensive a vehicle you should be looking for. Do your future self a favor. If you find that, you know, your number's 15,000, go find something for 14, 13, or 12. Just be patient and wait for that right vehicle.
Yeah, and I know it's a challenge. These areas take discipline, and it's definitely not the cultural norm. You'll have friends who make less money than you that will drive nicer cars, but they also will not have the opportunities for generosity that you may have. They will not have the financial security of an emergency fund or retirement savings. You know, there's a lot of people driving really nice cars out there right now who have negative net worths that they owe more than they have, and that's not where we want people to be. That's not the biblical way to manage our resources, and that's the key we're trying to get to here, is honoring God with the way we manage our money. And we're called not to find joy and fulfillment out of the possessions we have, but out of responding to God's calling, to respond with generosity to the way God's been so generous with us, to live in community, which requires that we give back to our community. There's things there that are more important than impressing your friends or family with a nicer vehicle.
Well said, Brian. I love how you brought it back to, you know, your actions, giving glory to God. You know, when you were saying you may see friends who are making less than you driving nicer cars, remember, it's not that audience that you're trying to get, attention from. There's an audience of one that we're trying to please and bring glory to. So well said. Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Go to the website on the Insights tab. You'll find a lot of this information we've talked about in regards to debt, specifically credit card debt. And Brian, as we look towards March, what might people find?
Yeah, on the Insights tab, we had the credit card blog for February, as well as a recording from a really wise investment manager named Bob Dahl, who spoke to our clients at our recent education event. Really good content from Bob about markets and expectations for the new year. And then in March, I also provided a presentation during that event for our clients. So for March, we're actually providing a recording of that presentation, which recaps lessons learned from the turbulent 3 years we just lived through, COVID and beyond, where there's investment and financial planning takeaways that I think are helpful. So good content for someone who's just trying to learn to be a wise steward.
Very good. Well, Brian, we look forward to our next Friday financial update next Friday. And have a great weekend.
You do the same, Steve.
And thanks so much for listening. Join us again Monday, 1 o'clock, daily at 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.